We're going to talk now about a really important, a very significant Indian political figure. They called her India's Iron Lady, Jayaram Jayalalitha, who died and was buried yesterday. She was 68, a former film star, a formidable politician with hundreds of thousands of devoted followers. She had challenged Tamil Nadu's male-dominated politics and became chief minister of that very populous Indian state 5 times. Yogita Limoye is the BBC correspondent in Mumbai, and Rohini Mohan is an award-winning journalist based in Bangalore. She was at the burial yesterday, I understand. First of all, Yogita, put this incredible woman into context for us. How significant was she?
Well, I think if you had to simply put it in a line, she was certainly one of the most powerful female politicians that India's ever seen. She evoked extreme reactions. She was loved and adored by the masses, but she also faced very harsh criticism for corruption, for distributing freebies among her voters to win elections, and for being, a very tough and sometimes unforgiving woman.
Can you begin to explain the ferment surrounding this woman? She was, I'm trying to think of comparisons. I mean, Eva Peron, is it something like that?
Well, it's hard to draw a comparison to this woman because she's had such an incredible life story. She was actually a film actress before she entered politics, a hugely successful one, and then entered politics. It wasn't easy, as you pointed out. The politics in India is a very male-dominated world. And in her own words, she said she had to fight and struggle her way up. Most men didn't like listening to women. And within that sphere, she somehow managed to establish her control. And sometimes, it bordered on, the bizarre. Like there were instances, it didn't happen in recent years, I have to say, but there were instances where politicians, adult men and women would prostrate before her, when she entered the room or entered an event. There were bizarre incidents of people setting themselves on fire when she was jailed, even when she was in hospital. So that's the kind of cult of personality that developed around her and to some extent she encouraged.
I mean, presumably the atmosphere at the burial yesterday was something to behold. Rohini, what was that like?
It was something that I knew that I had to be part of. So I was doing some reporting far away in the north of the country. And when I heard that she had died after, battling a long illness for 75 days, I just had to be here.
Segment 1. We're going to talk now about a really important, a very significant Indian political figure. They called her India's Iron Lady, Jayaram Jayalalitha, who died and was buried yesterday. She was 68, a former film star, a formidable politician with hundreds of thousands of devoted followers. She had challenged Tamil Nadu's male-dominated politics and became chief minister of that very populous Indian state 5 times. Yogita Limoye is the BBC correspondent in Mumbai, and Rohini Mohan is an award-winning journalist based in Bangalore. She was at the burial yesterday, I understand. First of all, Yogita, put this incredible woman into context for us. How significant was she?
Segment 2.
Well, I think if you had to simply put it in a line, she was certainly one of the most powerful female politicians that India's ever seen. She evoked extreme reactions. She was loved and adored by the masses, but she also faced very harsh criticism for corruption, for distributing freebies among her voters to win elections, and for being, a very tough and sometimes unforgiving woman.
Can you begin to explain the ferment surrounding this woman? She was, I'm trying to think of comparisons. I mean, Eva Peron, is it something like that?
Well, it's hard to draw a comparison to this woman because she's had such an incredible life story.
Segment 3.
She was actually a film actress before she entered politics, a hugely successful one, and then entered politics. It wasn't easy, as you pointed out, the politics in India is a very male-dominated world. And in her own words, she said she had to fight and struggle her way up. Most men didn't like listening to women. Within that sphere, she somehow managed to establish her control. And sometimes, you know, it bordered on, you know, the bizarre. Like there were instances, it didn't happen in recent years, I have to say, but there were instances where politicians, adult men and women would prostrate before her, you know, when she entered the room or entered an event.
Segment 4.
You know, there were bizarre incidents of people setting themselves on fire when she was jailed, you know, even when she was in hospital. So that's the kind of cult of personality that developed around her and to some extent she encouraged.
I mean, presumably the atmosphere at the burial yesterday was something to behold. Rohini, what was that like?
It was something that I knew that I had to be part of. So I was doing some reporting far away in the north of the country. And when I heard that she had died after, you know, battling a long illness for 75 days, I just had to be here.